All right, it's time for an Insight program. We have Wadena Deer Creek Superintendent Lee Westrom joining us. First of all, Lee, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Corey. It's the fall has quickly progressed into winter, and it's the end of quarter one already at school on Friday, and it's just, you know, it's gone fast. It's been a really good fall, and, you know, we're looking forward to next Tuesday. We got a big election.
We do. Let's dive into it and get some of these details out of the way. I guess first things first, this is broken up into two different parts or questions, right?
Correct. There's two questions, and they're independent of each other. And okay. So question one could pass and two could fail, or the other way around, or they could both fail or they could both pass. So
okay.
Nothing is contingent upon either question. Question one is an operating levy increase of $790 per pupil. And question two is a facilities upgrade. Okay. And those are bonds that would be issued for 20 years for the school district. And so it's very important for us. Question one, the operating levy, really boils down to maintaining small class sizes mm-hmm. at our elementary. We've, like schools across the country and across the state, you know, our students came out of the pandemic struggling. Mm-hmm. And that's, like I said, that's pretty common everywhere. And so we focused our efforts on our elementary school and really trying to get the kids as much one-on-one help as we could. Mm-hmm. And so we focused our COVID dollars on small class sizes. And like I said, the pandemic was tough, but we're coming out of it in pretty good shape, and we're seeing nice increases right now in our test scores at the elementary. And so, for example, in reading, in 2022, the elementary reading scores went up 3.2%. And then again last year, another 5.8.
Sure.
So we're happy about that. And in math, in 2022, the elementary math scores went up 2.8%. And in 2023, they went up 8.6%. So those numbers are moving in the right direction. There's still work to do to get back to pre-pandemic levels. But we really feel that keeping those elementary class sizes small, getting those students their individual interventions if they need them, mm-hmm. is working, and we want to keep it that way. And so that's our goal with question one. And it's really quite simple for WDC. If question one doesn't pass, we will make significant budget reductions, mm-hmm. probably between $900,000 and $1 million. So that's a lot of staff. And when all school district budgets really are primarily staff. Mm-hmm. And so over 70% of our budget is staffing. And so the only way to make significant budget reductions is to cut staffing. So that's kind of the reality of question one for us.
So let's move on then to question number two, Lee.
Yeah, question two is about facilities for us. And a couple of things, really. I'll touch on the two biggest pieces for question two. And the first thing is our career tech ed area at the middle school, high school.
Okay.
And that, for some folks, maybe that term is unfamiliar, but it would be what we used to call shop.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And now it's industrial technology, and, you know, it might be metals and advanced metals and woods and that sort of thing. But after the tornado, when the new building was put up, not as much shop space as we had before. In fact, went from two full shops down to one.
Mm-hmm.
And our shop at the middle school, high school is nice. It's not big enough.
Okay.
It's crowded. It's cluttered. We don't have any room for the kids to build any significant projects.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, you know, your advanced metals, or your advanced wood students will have a capstone project, perhaps a trailer, a fish house, a nice gun cabinet, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we don't have room for that. And so we want to add on another shop and then an open area between the two where the kids can work on projects.
Sure.
And we could maybe even build something like a tiny house completely inside there as part of our trades class. And, you know, the thing is with the building trades, we're so short-handed in our area. And there's great jobs out there for kids who are interested in the trades.
Yeah.
They can make good money. They can settle down, raise a family, be members of our community. And I think that You know, we've seen that need, and we want to focus on CurTech Ed. We want our students to have as many opportunities as they can, hands-on learning, and hopefully these are young people that will stay in the area and get good jobs, and our contractors will be happy too, because they're always looking for trained, skilled labor. The other factor on question two is beyond the shop space is that we have our enrollment has grown by 130 students since 2015.
Wow.
And so it's crowded. Our elementary school is crowded. In fact, last year we even talked about taking the library and turning it into a special ed resource room. We didn't do that, but we need to figure out a plan. And so part of it is adding on four classrooms at the elementary building, and that would give us the space we need so our special ed students could have adequate learning areas. And then at the high school, too, it's getting crowded. This plan includes three additional classrooms at the elementary around that shop that would be built if it passes, and that would help out our situation at the middle school, high school, too, especially in the area of special ed.
Okay. So voting, well, obviously there's early voting, absentee, that's been underway for a while.
It has been.
Correct?
Since September 22nd, people have been able to vote. And early voting, people can stop by the district office right here in Wadena and vote through Monday, November 6th. So next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday is Election Day, and that's at the Maslowski mm-hmm. Center, and that polls are open there from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. One thing I will say is, of course, there's absentee ballots out there,
mm-hmm.
and folks that have those, we're getting to the point where you may not want to consider mailing them in. You may want to mm-hmm. bring them to the school.
Sure.
You can either mail them, mm-hmm. or you can just bring them in and hand them to our election judges that we have at the school. That way you don't have to worry about, you know, will it get there or
sure.
won't it? Because we can only accept mail-in ballots through Tuesday evening at when the polls close at 8 o'clock. So if we don't have it by then, it's not going to get counted.
Okay. Is there anything else in regards to this that you want to mention, or do we want to take a look at some other school business?
You know, I think just I want to encourage everybody to vote, okay? It's an important election for our school district and for our community. And, you know, take the time and either swing by the school before the end of business on Monday, or make a plan to get to the Maslowski Center so that you can vote. And the Maslowski is the only precinct, so that's the only place that there will be voting on Tuesday, November 7th.
Okay. Let's dive into some Wadena Deer Creek activities coming up this weekend. A big weekend for the cross country, especially
yes.
those girls, right?
Yeah, congratulations to our girls cross country team on finishing second in the section tournament and qualifying for the state meet, mm-hmm. which is on Saturday, so great job to them. And then also Grant Nelson qualified as an individual on the boys' side.
Nice.
So we got a nice group of kids who've worked really hard. Coaches have done a great job that are going back to the state tournament. So we're really proud of them, and we're really excited, and we're going to have a little send-off for them at the school on Friday morning. So,
excellent.
So that'll be great. And then we've also got our volleyball team is playing tomorrow night
yep.
in the section semifinals. And I think that game it's at DGF, and I believe it's in Glendon.
Yes.
And we're playing at 6 o'clock
yep.
Against East Grand Forks. Should be a great match.
Mm-hmm.
They're the 2 seed. We're the 3 seed.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of the teams that are up there at the top of the section now, those that are left, are awfully even. So I think you're going to see some really, really good volleyball, and we're hoping that the Wolverines can advance to the section finals on Saturday night.
And in shameless self-promotion, that game will be on the air on KWAD tomorrow night. Finally, one other program that's been a big part of Wadena Deer Creek over the years since I've been here is this Veterans Day program.
Yeah, the Veterans Day program is a great tradition that we have at WDC, and that'll be on Thursday, November 9th. We are not... Of course, November 11th falls on Saturday mm-hmm. this year, and we're not in session on November 10th. So sure. we're having our Veterans Day program on Thursday, November 9th. It's a great day, and we start with a veterans breakfast
okay.
at 8:30 in the morning. The student council sponsors that,
mm-hmm.
and so veterans and their families are invited up to the school at 8:30 for pancakes and sausage, and it's really a nice time to get a bite to eat and have some fellowship with some maybe your fellow veterans. And then following the breakfast at 9:30, our annual Veterans Day program.
Very good. Anything else, Lee?
No, that's it. It's been a wild fall, and you know, we're really looking forward to Tuesday, and you know, we've got a great community that supports the school, and we're so grateful for that.
Lee Westrom, superintendent of Wadena Deer Creek Schools, thank you so much.
Thank you, Corey.